An estimated 14,000 New Jersey long-term care workers will now have to get COVID shots or lose their jobs. This under a plan announced by President Biden this past week to withhold federal funds from nursing homes unless they require all their employees to be vaccinated. A quarter of the staff in New Jersey remain unvaccinated. This says outbreaks of COVID-19 have increased at the state's about 570 long-term care facilities. That's just over the past month. Nursing homeowners they're a bit concerned, though, that this requirement aimed solely at their employees will drive those employees to jobs in other healthcare settings like home care, where the shots are not mandated. Hoped for, suggested, maybe even assumed, but not required. Just as a reference point to the federal funds that Biden wants to use as leverage in all this, they provide about 85% of the revenues for nursing homes. So there's at least an incentive on one side of this issue. Looking at the vaccination rates here in New Jersey, overall among eligible adults, it's 72.7%. That's among the highest in the country. Percentage of long-term care staff vaccinated so far, that's at 74.2%, which is higher than average and up significantly. It had been hanging around the 40 percentile mark for a while, then the 60 percentile mark for a while. Several companies operate nursing homes in New Jersey already require their staff to get vaccinated. Nationally, about 38% of the nation's 1.3 million nursing home employees are not vaccinated. Looking at some specific locations here in the state, here are some of the vaccination rates at those centers. Andover Township, Woodland Behavioral and Nursing Center, formerly known as Andover Subacute Rehab 2, 48%. Now check this out. Also in Andover Township, Limecrest Subacute and Rehabilitation Center, formerly known as Andover Subacute and Rehab Center 1, their vaccination rate for staff, 82.44%. Well, I point this out because these are two facilities that are literally right across the street from each other. And yes, these were where all the bodies were found in storage rooms from COVID-19 deaths because there were so many of them. Barnegat Township, Barnegat Rehab and Nursing Center, their vaccination rate for staff, 48%. The Chelsea of Bridgewater, 58.21%. In Camden, Majestic Center for Rehab and Subacute Care, 34.02%. New Jersey Veterans Memorial Home in Menlo Park, 65.98%. Heritage Clara Barton, and also in Edison, 59.68%. In Franklin Township, Country Arch Care Center, 43.01%. The Hamilton Center, 19.37%. In Old Bridge, Preferred Care at Old Bridge, 51.18%. Riverfront Rehabilitation Health Center in Pensauken, 35.33%. Royal Healthgate Nursing in Trenton, 44%. Veterans Memorial Home in Vineland, 62.62%. While there are many facilities with staff vaccination rates in the 80 and 90% level, that doesn't really help the residents at these and other facilities with equally low vaccination rates, does it? Well, Wilm is, of course, full vaccination of staff members, which they had their time. They were allowed to be first in line, even. Now they have a choice to make. Vaccine or job.